Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Wednesday, May 6, 2015, and I'm here in sunny Clearwater, Florida. And today is every other Wednesday, so my guest is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. She knows so much about how we can use natural substances to heal our bodies that I have her on every other Wednesday. And today's the other Wednesday. And so here she is again. What we're going to be talking about today is inactivity, how inactivity leads to illness and drug use. Because when we are inactive, as most people are in the modern world, then we get illnesses that lead to us taking drugs, and then we start going down that drug spiral. So today we're going to be talking about how inactivity leads to illness, how exercise makes you healthy, and what we can do so that we can be drug-free for anybody who's still taking drugs or knows anybody who's taking drugs that is close to you. This is important information. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thank you. You sound so bright and healthy. You always do.
I feel healthy. I feel great.
I have to tell everybody, I've said this before, but I just want to say it again, that Pamela is the number one most healthiest looking person I've ever seen. That when I first saw her, I thought, this is a healthy person.
Oh,
I want to be
God.
Healthy like this.
Yeah, I feel really great. I really do. I'm very blessed. Great
yes,
health.
You are, but you do so many things to be healthy. And so we're talking about inactivity today. So I'm sure that sometime during the hour, we're going to talk about how active you are. So
correct. And how we want to try and get America to, and everywhere else as well, try and get everybody to, get up and start moving, because the new statistics don't look very good for what we're actually doing right now.
So why don't you tell us about the statistics? I think you have some studies to tell us about.
Correct. The Wall Street Journal 2 days ago had a report, and they published this, and they were talking about this the brand new survey that took place. It's called the Physical Activity Council that took this survey, and it found that 1 in 4 Americans didn't exercise at all in the past year. So that's 1 in 4. That's a lot. So that's 25% of the population. And we know that, and actually it's closer to 28%. It says here that more than a quarter of the U.S. population, 28%, did not participate in a single physical activity last year, as defined by the council. And the definition of physical activities is simple stuff, even like yard work, walking around the block. I mean, it's not going to the gym and working out for an hour and doing, you know, running a marathon. It's simple activities that people just are not doing even at all. And these inactivities are not just because of people are always so concerned about their weight, and that's a factor, but also the fact that it causes metabolic syndrome and allows for diabetes and hypertension and other things to take place, even if the person's of normal weight. So that's very, very important to realize that it's not just, okay, I'm telling people to get active because I want them all to get skinny. It's not necessarily about your body habitus and your weight. Though sometimes with activity, of course, that can help to lose weight. But the fact that these people are all going to be at risk for a lot of metabolic diseases is very, very dangerous.
You know, I think about prior to the industrial age, when people used to live out in nature and they had to get everything that they needed directly off the land. People were incredibly active, that there were no cars, and so they walked everywhere. And if they wanted to eat, they had to go, you know, hunt a woolly mammoth or whatever they were hunting. You know, there's this whole period of time that's called the hunter gatherers. And so the men were off hunting animals, what they had to run after and chase and go to the areas where the animals were. And the women were the gatherers, and they had to walk around and find the berries and carry them home. And they were walking to the stream and carrying the bottles of water, the jugs of water, I should say. And people were just moving around all day long doing the basic stuff of life. And we don't do any of that anymore. And I think that most people just kind of sit at a desk and then they go home and sit in front of the television.
Well, this is what the Physical Activity Council is really saying. And they're saying here also that the number of Americans who would be described as totally sedentary, and that's in quotations, okay, has risen to its highest level since 2007. So we're talking about, you know, the epidemic of lots of diseases, and most of the people listening to this are probably interested in improving their health and doing some simple things. You know, obviously not being on a bunch of medication is one of them. And if we're totally sedentary and we're not walking to do things and, you know, try and do the yard work, maybe go to the gym, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be working out, per se, in on exercise equipment all day long. That's not what we're talking about. But even mild activities, and I really have to think that a lot of people I know really outsource a lot of the things that they used to do, their housework, the washing of the car.
Yes.
All these things that used to be activity, we don't want to do it, especially in Florida. People don't want to sweat, so they hire people to do everything. And just look at everybody here in Florida. I mean, I have to say, I have yard service, I have lawns, and I have a pool guy. I mean, you have people for everything.
I don't.
You don't, because you probably don't have a pool to take care of, but in a yard maybe. But I mean, I have all these people doing all this stuff. Now I'm still very active, but I see this everywhere I go. I mean, you look at in Florida, you how many yard services are there? There must be a million. I mean, everyone has a yard service.
Well, I think that part of it in Florida is because it's so hot and humid most of the year that you don't want to go out there. And, I mean, it's hard for me, actually, in the summertime. It's so humid, it's difficult to breathe. And
I mean, if people haven't come to Florida, we can tell them from firsthand experience that it's like walking out into an oven.
It is. Walking around in a sauna. It's like walking around in a sauna all day long, all night long. I mean, if I don't close my windows for 6 months of the year and run the air conditioning while I'm sleeping, I wouldn't be able to breathe at night because it's still 85 degrees and humid for 6 months of the year.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's like. And so that's why I think people aren't doing their yard work. But some people are out there, you know, really sweating and exercising, and they're getting plenty of activity doing our yard work for us.
Right. Well, it's true. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, I always say, can I offer you some water? You know, because it's really hot. But the thing about the sedentariness, and really, I really do think the study's very valid. Wall Street Journal's pretty upfront about publishing things that are not bogus. That we see this inactivity level has gone to such a crisis level here in the United States, and look at physical education in schools has been really pretty much phased out in many cases. A lot of times it's just really not important to them to do these things. I think it's really important to look at little things that we can do in our daily lives to increase our activity level, and then, of course, going to the gym. And I think we need to focus on the fact that a lot of the medications that people are taking for high blood pressure, maybe for diabetes, for a lot of these different disorders are really related to inactivity. And don't forget, too, you know, exercise, and explain this, when you exercise and you have your heart rate go up, what it does, it really boosts the immune system. And how this works is the white blood cells are kind of hanging onto the side of the blood vessel just during inactivity. And then when you get this rush of the blood moving through, what happens is you get this process called demyelination of the white blood cells. And what this means is demargination, excuse me. What this means is the blood cells come off of the blood vessels where they're kind of hanging out and doing nothing, and they become very active. So if you're sick, and you're not deathly sick, okay, I'm not talking about something that's really, really sick, but you maybe have like a bad cold or something, you can really boost your immune system by just working out.
Oh, that's so good to know. That's very good to know, because
there's a physical process involved, and this activity, you will see a transient increase in white blood cells after a person has done cardiovascular exercise. And that's why I always make sure that when I've been sick, unless I'm running a high fever, I used to go out and run all the time during that, because you'd cough up all this stuff, you'd feel a lot better, and your fever eventually would just go away, because you have this transient boost in white blood cell activity that's very reproducible, and it also works for the differentiation of the different white blood cells, like lymphocytes and macrophages. They all have like little special assignments. Some go after viruses, some go after bacteria. It's really important to realize that even small amounts and bursts of activity can increase your immune system tremendously, besides fending off the fact that we're talking about these metabolic diseases, which a lot of it is a result of the inactivity of people.
And we'll talk more about this after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And today we're talking about how inactivity leads to illness and drug use, and how we can turn all that around by getting a little exercise. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lopez. And my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And she has a great little shop here in Clearwater, Florida called Botanical Resource. And she also has a med spa there in the back of the Botanical Resource Pharmacy, Natural Pharmacy, where they do all kinds of natural facials and things like that. And Pamela, tell us a little bit about what you do and tell us about your consulting services, your free consulting service that you can help people get off drugs.
Yes, absolutely. So I've been doing this probably 20, 25 years at least. And my store here in Clearwater is a homeopathic pharmacy, but we also do natural supplements. I actually teach this, and I grant review for the National Institutes of Health in Washington, D.C. as well on alternative medicine. So my store is all-encompassing. My consultations are free. You can call here at any time. My hours are normally here. The store is from 10 to 5, Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on Saturday. But I'm always here pretty much between noon and 2 before I go do my other things. And I would be very honored and happy to help your family if you want to get off prescription medications, if you're interested in something alternative to narcotics, high blood pressure medications. And I also do a lot of veterinary work as well in the homeopathic mm-hmm. realm. But I would be very happy to help your family. And my number here at the pharmacy is 727-442-4955. And I'm very assured that I would be very successful with you and your family. Any quick questions you might have about the medications you're on or trying something else.
And she's very knowledgeable. She helps me and many other people here in Clearwater, Florida. Doctors send their patients to her. I once said to my medical doctor that Pamela had recommended something, and he said, absolutely, take it. Do whatever she tells you to do.
Yes, that's great. Yes, I feel very assured that we can provide excellent service for you, and you'll be very satisfied.
Yes, I feel that way exactly, too. So, Pamela, in that study from the Wall Street Journal, were there any other categories of how much exercise people were getting? Or were they just looking at that one?
Well, they were looking at the one study and talking about the metabolic syndrome. But also, I have to think that this is kind of a sidelight that's really funny, that apparently we need to look at the fact that a quarter of Americans are completely sedentary. And if you realize now, Chipotle will now deliver. So if you can't go to get your Chipotle, they will come to you, which is really, to me, absolutely insane. And they were saying that there's 90,000 Chipotles in New York, and people can pretty much walk to any of them, and they're going to deliver your food for you now.
I don't think there's 90,000 Chipotles in New York. I mean,
it does sound pretty crazy. But the fact that people can really we've made things way too easy. I want to go back again to talking about the metabolic syndrome. Okay. And what happens when people are sedentary.
All right.
And the fact that detox is very important as far as having your body move. So you know how you feel really sluggish and you feel tired and not well when you're sitting for long periods of time. And the problem is most of our desk jobs are very sedentary, and so we can't really get around that. So it's important to stand up, move around, sort of so forth. But what I would like to mention to the listeners is that when you start moving around, you're not only moving the blood, but you're allowing the fat to start mobilizing fat-soluble chemicals, and they go to the liver, and they become metabolized, and they're water-soluble, and then they go out in the urine. And it's really important, if you think about the detoxification processes of a lot of people, if they're sedentary, a lot of that process is not fully taking place. And we now know that the studies show that people, especially with diabetes, that they're testing very high for urinary pesticides, and a lot of this might be because of the fact that maybe their detoxification process, their liver, and the way things are handling, the way the fat is releasing these chemicals, is impaired to a great deal because of the sedentary activity of the person.
Well, that makes sense to me because I've actually studied, and I'm sure you have too, a lot about the detoxification system in our bodies. And one of the things that I learned is that if we're not doing things like we have to sleep enough
yes.
in order for the detox system to work. So it would make sense to me that we should also need to move our bodies enough. Like one of the things I know is that the lymph system that carries a lot of these things around in the body in order to be detoxed, that doesn't move unless you move your body. It just doesn't move. It doesn't have a pump like the heart. And that's very important, the lymph system, to our whole detox. And so I really even though I grew up not liking exercise at all, and I had one very positive exercise experience in my early 20s when I lived in downtown San Francisco, and I went to Jane Fonda's workout. Do you remember that? Jane Fonda's workout?
Yes,
and I went
of course.
To Jane Fonda's workout, and I had my own private trainer who was just adorably cute. A cute, very cute young man. And then I went to aerobics class, and my teacher was a male ballet dancer, the aerobics teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
And, and it was just great because I went every day. I had professionals absolutely telling me what to do every minute, and I lost weight, and I felt great, and it was the best shape I think I was ever in my entire life. And that was my, but then they closed and I could never duplicate that experience. So I just went back to not getting much exercise, but more recently, I'm really paying a lot more attention to exercise. And one of the things that I started to do that was an easy thing was that I just got a little bouncer mini trampoline.
Absolutely.
And I just get up from my desk like once an hour and I go bounce on the trampoline and I count. I could only do like 20 bounces and I got up to a set of 300 bounces at once. And then, you know, the next hour I'd get up and bounce a little more. And it just gives you a rest and clears your mind and gets your blood moving and all of those things. And it doesn't take a lot of time.
And you know what? I want to bring back a point. You were talking about the lymphatics. The Body Anew, the detox product that I use a lot, has a lymph gland drainer in the kit. And one of the bottles is specifically to increase the lymphatic drainage. And it's about a 40% increase, very significant as far as moving things out. So when we're thinking about that, we have to spend a certain part of our day being at the computer and working, it's important to maybe be taking the detox. And I still have a lot of my patients drinking it while they're at their desk or even when they're working out because
I'm drinking it right now, actually. I've got my bottle
for you.
At my desk and it's got Body Anew in it.
That makes a huge difference because what we wanted to acknowledge is that a lot of us have desk jobs and we have to be on the computer for a certain period of the time of the day. Maybe it's a significant time and we really want to move things out.
Yeah. We need to go to break. But when we come back, we'll talk more about inactivity and activity and how we can be healthier without drugs by being more active. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist and she has her own natural pharmacy botanical resource. Her website is botanicalresource.com and you can go find out more about her. We'll be right back. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And you can go to her website at botanicalresource.com. So what else would you like to tell us, Pamela, about inactivity and activity and good health?
All right, good. So exercise does some other things to the body that's very important. When we think about atherosclerosis and we think about people trying to get healthy as far as preventing cardiovascular disease, we know that cardiovascular disease, heart attacks and so forth, is the number one killer of people in the United States. Okay, so that's an epidemic problem. And the reason why is we want to label it as endothelial dysfunction. And what the endothelium is the inner lining of the blood vessel. Okay, and endothelial, that area is sensitive to several things, and especially is sensitive to reactive oxygen species. And they abbreviate that ROS. Okay, and reactive oxygen species. Why this is important to recognize is that's why you want to be taking antioxidants. Okay, you want to be using vitamin E, vitamin C, maybe a multivitamin with antioxidants. I like resveratrol is a great antioxidant, grapeseed extract, things like that. Because when we have reactive oxygen species. Okay, which can be present in the body. And let me tell you where they can be present from. Fish oil that's old, vitamins that are fat vitamins that are old olive oil, things you're cooking with. You'd be surprised. Reactive oxygen species, especially in fats, are really prevalent in these different areas. But the reactive oxygen species are necessary for endothelial damage, okay? So when there's a damage to this inner part of the blood vessel, then what we find is we start getting, they get sticky, it's inflamed, and as a result, the plaque starts adhering to these areas, and then subsequently we start having, you know, heart attacks and things like that, and need to have, you know, going in there and cleaning things out, so to speak, you know, you're having a cardiac cath. So all these things are a process. And let me explain that when you exercise, reactive oxygen species are taken down significantly. So doing that has a huge effect on cardiovascular disease. So it's not the fact so much we have multiple things. We have the fact that reactive oxygen species are happening. It supports the healing of the endothelium, or that inner part of the blood vessel. And at the same time, remember I was talking about the immune system, how we have the white blood cells being kicked off and basically saying, you're kind of lazy, we're going to make you start being active. All these things are doing, so there's a lot of more processes. So when people think, okay, I guess I have to do all this heavy exercise, it's really not even so much that. It's the movement and moving around that, and taking the antioxidants, which are so important. When you're taking these antioxidants, reactive oxygen species are you know, made to a very, very small amount. And as a result, you really decrease your cardiovascular risk significantly. So it's important to think about this. I don't want people to think, oh my gosh, I have to go out and run and I have to do all this heavy, heavy exercise. It's really not so much about that. It's about taking the antioxidants, doing the detox to make sure you're getting these chemicals out of the body and the pesticides that might lead you to metabolic syndrome, and acknowledging the fact that, you know, these reactive oxygen species can be contained with exercise.
So I just recently changed my exercise a month ago, and I want to talk a little bit about that because it made a big impression on me. And I actually started doing this because I watched a friend of mine just get fit right in front of my eyes by going to the gym. And as I said earlier, I had this one good gym experience many years ago, many, many years ago. And I saw such progress with him. And when he got down to this, like, it really looked, he looks like he lost 10 years, not just losing pounds. He just looks so much younger, and he looks fit and attractive, and he said, you should come to the gym with me. And so I went, and what I learned was that, when you do a certain type of exercise, that it builds what's called lean muscle mass, and that you can do other kinds of exercise, but they're just burning calories and they're not creating lean muscle mass. And what the lean muscle mass does is that it actually is burning fat while you sleep.
Exactly right.
And yeah. And so if you put in your time building the lean muscle mass on your body, then most people, they try to reduce their calories and whatever, but they're not turning their bodies into fat-burning machines. And I really didn't understand this. I'm an intelligent woman, and I really didn't understand this till I went to this gym, and they started explaining to me about building lean muscle mass and how to do it. And so I started going 3 times a week.
Good for you.
I do lean muscle mass building on the machines. I do 4 machines. It takes maybe 15 minutes. And then I ride on the stationary bicycle. And when I started, I could do maybe 4 minutes, and now I'm doing 12 minutes. And you can, when you do it on the bicycle, on the stationary bicycle, you can push up the strenuousness, you know, and it just is, it's a very organized kind of thing. But what I found was that I'm only doing, like, it's not like I'm lifting these big weights. I'm only doing enough weight so I can get resistance. That's all.
That's
and
what you
so,
need, exactly.
Yeah, it's just resistance. It's not like a big push. And you know, you can push and it can be kind of like pulling on a rubber band where when you're not pulling it, you know, it's just flabby. I don't know how to describe
right.
this. But then if you put a little more weight on, there's a point where you have to push without straining. And all I'm doing is just doing this easy push. And, you know, I'm doing my little 15 repetitions. And it's not a big deal. It's not a big sweat. It's just, I just go in with my shorts and my tank top and my little tennis shoes. And I, you know, push these weights. And that's it. I just go and do it for 3 times a week. And I'm starting to build muscle. I can see the muscle. But the most interesting thing was that this past week I've had a virus, and so I haven't. I should have continued to go to the gym. Now listening to you, but I didn't go to the gym. And what's happening is that I'm starting to feel like my muscles are actually burning fat while I'm not exercising, and that and I have more strength, and it's just like I can see the result for very, very, very little effort. And that was the thing that was amazing to me.
That'll make a huge difference.
So little effort, and I'm getting such a big result.
Well, that's what I'm saying to people, that physical activity, even small amounts, are really important. Now, I was looking here at a new study, and this is really important. Physical inactivity, and they have like a diagram, but this is just really explains it real well. If you have physical inactivity, you get abdominal adiposity, okay? So you start putting on weight around your middle. And what happens is the macrophages, these particular white blood cells that go after infections, they start going into the visceral fat. So they actually start going into that area there and become chronic systemic inflammation. That's what's really happening.
That's very good to understand. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindgad, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld, registered pharmacist, and she has a natural pharmacy here in Clearwater, Florida. You can go to her website, botanicalresource.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindgad, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld, registered pharmacist, and she dispenses medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. She can help you get off prescription drugs. She can tell you what prescription drugs are coming up in your future by looking at your blood tests, and she's just able to do so much around prescription drugs and natural substances that she can help you with. Pamela, give your phone number again.
Yes, so you can reach me here at my pharmacy. It's 727-442-4955. That's 727-442-4955.
Thank you. And so what are some things that people can do that are small, easy to get started with movement things? How can people incorporate more movement into their lives?
Well, very obvious things like taking the stairs, parking your car a little farther away at the grocery store, walking, and just looking for opportunities for physical activity. Maybe instead of having always somebody clean your house or do your yard work, maybe you can do some of that sometime as well. It's important to find small amounts, and we know that, like little spurts, if you're going to go walking and then do a run, if you do small spurts of running between walking, it's called interval training, that you get better results. The thing that what I wanted to focus on, too, is that if you're going to do a detox and do body anew, even regardless of your physical activity, though, if you're physically active, it's going to make it better. A lot of these things are going to start moving out, and it's going to facilitate your weight loss, but also helping for the to get rid of the adipose amounts that are in your abdomen as far as how much it's storing. And that's important because we now know that when we start having chronic inflammation and we have increases in visceral fat, we have at risk for breast cancer, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and also depression and dementia and colon cancer. So there's so many diseases that are associated with the physical inactivity, and it doesn't mean that you have to be at the gym. I really want to stress that because I don't want people to feel like that. You know, a lot of times when people aren't exercisers and they hear these types of talks, they feel overwhelmed and they get more depressed, right? It's kind of this, oh,
right,
my God, I have to do this now. I can't, you know, that's not what we're trying to accomplish here today. We're trying to say that, you know, I really think small bursts of activity can be very helpful. I think getting up from your desk and walking around can be very helpful. And I think doing a detox product to try and remove some of these things out of your body that maybe are in a static form, it's very important.
I think so, too. I constantly am saying that I think that detox is the number one most important thing anybody can do for their health, because as long as you have those toxic chemicals in your body, you could do everything else, and none of it's going to work if it's the chemicals that are causing the health problems, and in many cases it is. Pamela, tell us how many years you've been taking Body Anew.
I would say 15, probably, maybe longer,
yeah,
maybe close to 16. Really, when you think about it, most of my clients, sometimes they're like, well, I only want to do it twice a year, and that's fine, but I think it's kind of like extra insurance, because when you're taking the detox on a daily basis, you're not in the bathroom, it's not laxative, it's not that kind of a detox.
No,
you're taking these things out of the body. And what's important about that is, you think you have control over everything, and you have a lot of control over what you eat, but you don't have control environmentally of things that you're exposed to just randomly, you know, going to the store, walking along the road. You'd be surprised. Most people are saying, well, I'm all organic, and they're very proud of all the different things they do, but you really don't control everything.
That's right. I think that's a really important point to make, because I've been doing this for more than 30 years. And at first I thought, if I just remove all the toxic chemicals from my home, and I did a really good job with that, that my body would naturally detox. But I wasn't considering all the things that I'm being exposed to outside. There's just, unless you're in your home 24 hours a day and you've removed every single chemical from your home and you're filtering the incoming air, you are being exposed to toxic chemicals. And you do need to do something about those, and they're getting built up in your body. And in addition, there's all the toxic chemicals that you've been exposed to your whole entire life until now. Everybody has what the CDC calls body burden. Every single person on the planet needs to be detoxing in some way. Pamela likes Body Anew. I've been taking Body Anew since I've known her. It's so easy to take, you don't even know you're taking it. You just put little drops of water in a bottle and little drops out of a bottle into a bottle of water, and you just kind of sip on it. And it's just easy. I have no detox symptoms from taking it, and I know that it's working every day.
Yeah, it's an easy, inexpensive way to detox on a long-term basis without having to worry about not feeling well. It's safe for children. I mean, I use it really for pretty much everybody. I think really the idea about increasing your activity in small bursts, if people are able to do that, and doing the Body Anew, and also realizing that, you know, when the chemicals are in the fat, the cell signals are messed up, okay? And as a result of that, you get increases in circulating cytokines and these inflammatory components. And these things all kind of feed on each other. We're just starting to learn about cell signaling and different things that affect the way the cells signal each other, and they communicate with these little messengers. And these messengers definitely are very sensitive to the environment in which they're living in. And if they're signaling each other, and there's other things that are kind of in the way, and that's called the extracellular matrix, you know, the area outside the cells where things need to be drained out. And if you have the extracellular matrix that's full of, I don't want to use the words of toxins so much, but just full of chemicals, full of debris, cellular debris, and so forth, you're going to get you're going to get congestion in those areas, and you know what you're going to end up with? Inflammation, pain, trigger points, all of these things that are really very avoidable. You'd be surprised. The general body habitus and the health of the individual by moving these things out. Activity helps a lot. Massage helps a lot. But really having a homeopathic product that facilitates the extracellular matrix, kind of cleaning up and mopping up all this stuff, makes a huge difference as far as the trigger points and for pain for a lot of people as well.
Yes. I think that it's just, I think that everybody should find some detox product that they're happy with and just continue to take it.
I agree. That's this is really, you know, the gist of this, the conversation here today is talking about inactivity, that the fact that 28% of Americans really are doing no activity at all, none, zero, and that the inactivity we know is associated with, you know, obviously gaining weight, but we have to think about these macrophages going into the visceral fat. They're causing systemic inflammation. It's chronic inflammation, and as a result of that, you get insulin resistance, you get atherosclerosis, neurodegeneration, tumor growth, and it puts you at risk, especially for these things that are there. You know, obviously it's obvious that the type 2 diabetes, breast cancer, and cardiovascular disease, but you have to realize that depression is also a side effect of this, and dementia, which is a horrific problem here in the United States with all the people getting older.
Yeah.
These things are preventable to some degree. Now, I understand genetics do play a role, but the genes have to be turned on by something, and the something is the chemicals.
Right. And then does exercise help with the good genes?
Yes, because when you exercise, there are thousands of genes that get turned on as a result of the cardiovascular exercise, and those genes have healing properties. When you are continually exposed to inactivity and to chemicals, and you don't have an active process of removing them out thoroughly. As a result of that, the chemicals are what instigate and turn these things on. That's why people, when they get older, it's not just because their genes are more active as far as turning on dementia and these sort of things. It's because the chemical compounds and the amount, the net amount in the body is so much higher as you get older. Think of like a big tuna. You know, that's why we worry so much about tuna. It's a huge fish, and it has time to accumulate all of these metals and toxins. Small fish like sardines don't. That's why they use sardines for the higher quality oils.
So we just only have a couple minutes left. Any final words you want to give?
The final words are that we look at type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, dementia, depression. These are just some of the diseases, and we know that having activity, increasing small amounts of activity, can actively prevent these things. If we can keep systemic inflammation down, and also remember I was talking about the endothelium inside the blood vessels, a lot of this is preventable by taking antioxidants, by taking the body anew, and also having some kind of activity every day.
Yeah, that activity is just so important, and I think that it gets talked about a lot, but I think that people don't really understand what's going on. I mean, I know I've heard it my whole entire life, but when you start getting older and you start seeing that, you know, things are getting older in your body, you just start saying, well, what can I do? And exercise is really the thing. I live in Florida where a lot of people are retired, and I see all these senior people walking around my neighborhood. They're just all walking and walking every day. I see the same people
That's
walking
great.
Around. And it is great that, you know, they have on their little visor hats and their little shorts, and some of them walk their dogs, and they're just out there saying hello to their neighbors and walking around and getting some exercise. And I really see when I exercise more, how much better my body feels. And it really cuts down on how many supplements I need to take. It increases how well I feel. And it's just a matter of, if you can't do it yourself, get a friend. Find a friend who's going to the gym or going for walks, or, you know, ask a family member to do it with you. Or just find a way to start moving. It will make all the difference. And it just shakes up things in your body, so those stored chemicals start releasing, and then they can be detoxed. It's so important to the detox process. I can't even say how important it is, because it's just so important.
Immune system, moving chemicals out. I was talking about the white blood cell activity. All these things are intimately affected by what you do. And you have control over these things. It means walking to your
Absolutely.
Car. It means
you
walking
can
the stairs. It's some simple, simple lifestyle changes.
And I'm going to say thank you, Pamela, because the music's going to come on in about 2 seconds. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. This is Deborah Lynn Dadd with Toxic Free Talk Radio. Be well.